The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to The Curve. It is time for a tech talk with the Business Times tech contributor, Wong Kai-yi. Kai-yi, two tech companies going head-to-head. Apple said on Wednesday that it banned Facebook from a program designed to let businesses control iPhones used by their employees. Now, Apple says that Facebook has improperly used this app to track teens' web browsing habits. It's a controversial app, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And to sort of take a step back from all this, so what happens is that Apple allows companies to, you know, let the employees use sort of internal apps. So these apps are not meant for public consumption. They're not like, you know, the Facebook app that we use. But Facebook themselves might have an internal or a couple of internal apps that they can use. And Apple has a system for companies like these to sort of distribute apps to their employees. So it was discovered that Facebook was using this system to track teens' browsing habits through an app called Facebook Research, if I'm not wrong.
Yep.
So that was, caused quite a bit of consternation because Apple and Facebook are diametrically opposite. Apple is very privacy-focused. In fact, I think one of the few tech companies or the only tech company that is, you know, staunch defenders of privacy. Sorry to coin a cliche there. And Facebook, on the other hand, wants as much information they can out of you.
So what's the fallout from all this, Kai?
So once Apple had discovered this, they deemed it a breach of their app regulation. So Apple ejected Facebook from the business app program, and it said in a statement on Wednesday that the program, they reiterated that the program was solely for the internal distribution of apps within an organization. So in Apple's eyes, Facebook broke that by, you know, putting it outside of the organization and asking teens to sort of disclose their browsing habits. And Apple said that Facebook has been using their membership to distribute a data collecting app to consumers, which is a clear breach of their agreement with Apple. So it's quite clear to them that they have broken some laws within Apple.
Okay, so again, this is an app that actually paid users to disclose their information.
Yes,
right?
That is right. So in a report on CNBC, it says that Facebook has been paying people to install an app that allows them to collect data on how to use their smartphones. So apparently, Facebook was paying teenagers up to $20
a
month.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know people who have sold blood in the name of research, you know, to get money from participating in research. But this seems to be about Apple saying they have very specific violations and Facebook has, you know, crossed the boundaries with that.
Exactly. Exactly. So, and this sort of goes all the way back to Apple and Facebook's tug of war over sort of privacy matters, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
One more chapter in that then.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's quite a bit of bad blood between them. And this has come to a head now. And according to some tech experts, this is actually quite big. I mean, Apple pulling their support. Yeah, very significant. Apple pulling their support for Facebook's internal app distribution. So now they have to find a way to work around it. Facebook, I mean.
Let's move on to a scientific breakthrough. Scientists apparently training AI to turn brain signals into speech. Researchers at Columbia University are using an algorithm to translate brain waves into intelligible spoken words. What are the implications for this? What can this AI do?
The future is here. You put electrodes on your head and the computer spits out what you're thinking.
I don't even have to move my mouth.
You don't even have to move your mouth. You don't even have to
I'm out of a job, Bern.
Think of your speech and it appears in a computer somewhere, right? So neuroengineers, they've created this device that uses machine learning to read brain activity and translate it into speech. So the scientists say that this human-computer framework actually eventually could be used in medical applications. For example, people have maybe lost their speech or something like that.
Yep.
And it basically works on the principle that when we speak, our brains, different parts of our brains light up, right? And they send electrical signals, you know, all around your brain, something like that. And if scientists actually can decode these signals and understand how they relate or how they form words or whatever, and then if they can translate them using artificial intelligence or something into a computer, that is, you know, that's just crazy.
So what's the future for this sort of technology, Kai?
So the future of this technology, they can, I guess it's to, you know, test a more complex set of words and sentences. So I think now the technology is obviously still in its infancy. Mm. It's not, you know, it's not really, you know, you think of a complex sentence and then the computer spits it out. Mm. So during the test I was reading, the computer tried to do its best and it succeeded the majority of the time. But they also hope to sort of have a brain implant, actually, not just attaching electrodes on your brain. So literally a chip in your brain translating your thoughts into speech.
Oh, you hope some governments don't get hold of that.
Oh, wow. Imagine the thoughts that they would find.
You don't want all your thoughts.
No, not all.
Okay, moving on. So smartphones with 1 terabyte of onboard storage, that's 1,000 gigabytes, they're soon going to become a reality, Kai?
Yes, indeed. Samsung has announced that it'll start offering the world's first 1 terabyte storage for phone manufacturers and mass production is already underway. Mm. So that means that basically your phone is, you can be walking around with 1,000 gigabytes of storage on your phone.
I say it's about time. Have you seen my photos?
I mean, 1,000 gigabytes. Some computers don't even have one, I don't know, half that.
I remember going out to buy the stored, you know, in the past where you had the storage.
Yeah.
1 terabyte.
Yeah, external, one external.
From,
hard
from my computer.
Yeah, exactly. So now you can just walk around with your phone in your pocket with the same
amount
of storage.
Incredible.
It's crazy.
Okay, so once again, thank you very much, Kai, for coming into our show today. Tech contributor for the Business Times, Wong Kai. And this has been Tech Talk right here, Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.